The Government Accountability Board ruled unanimously that Marinette Republican Assemblyman John Nygren filed only 398 valid nominating signatures, too short of the 400 needed to get on the ballot. Nygren was hoping to challenge Democratic Senator Dave Hansen in the upcoming recall elections. Should the board's action stand, it would still leave Republican Dave Vanderlease on the ballot. Board staff initially said Nygren turned in 424 signatures, but Democrats challenged several of those, and the board agreed that in many cases the petitions were fraught with error. Board Director Kevin Kennedy said normally candidates submit more signatures.
The board, I think, went over backwards to try and count as many signatures as they could to give effect to all of the signers that submitted them, but in the end the candidate only submitted 424 signatures that the staff counted, and after the challenges he was too short.
Democrats were pleased, calling it an embarrassing blunder for the Republican Party's chosen candidate. Democratic spokeswoman Jillian Morris said it showed a lack of enthusiasm for the GOP and left voters with a clear choice.
We are confident that given this or any other matchup, Senator Hansen will retain his seat.
Nygren issued a statement saying he was disheartened by the board's decision and would pursue legal options. He could appeal it in circuit court. But if the board's decision stands, it would mean the contest between Hansen and Vanderlease on July 19th would be the first recall contest this summer between a Republican and a Democrat. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.